We have a moment to entertain a question or two of the panel, if you would like to ask. These were all wonderful presentations. I enjoyed them immensely. I know everyone did.
Yes, I just have a question for Dr. Pontillo. When you use the word importance, I'm getting a lot of feedback. Yes. Maybe I should just talk out loud here. You use the word concordance. Is that within the group concordance, or were you speaking in relationship to just the percentages between the groups?
No, the concordance between an individual respondent and the patient. The closeness or the accuracy of fit.
Okay, so you are talking about within that patient, family, physician, nurse cohort, that
Correct.
Particular group.
Correct.
Okay, that's good to know. Thanks.
I want to thank you for all for the wonderful presentation, but just ask all of you, in my own research and in what I read in the literature, recruitment and retention of subjects is very difficult. Have you all found that, and do you have any advice on that?
From the pediatric perspective, we have refusal rates across studies that range from 0 to 52%. And the highest refusal rate tends to be method dependent. We're much more likely to have refusals when we rely upon what I consider to be less energetic approaches, meaning more passive, mailed surveys. The letter that goes first and followed up by a telephone contact, much more likely to have a higher enrollment rate with a first personal face-to-face and related much more closely to the point of the event of concern.
I would add to that that if you surround yourself with excellent, motivated research team who are sensitive to the environment and the concerns of those that we're trying to recruit, with a great deal of persistence, there's greater success.
Let me just add that in doing end-of-life care research, there are terrible problems and challenges with recruitment and retention and attrition. And if you're experiencing that, you know, it's normal. I think the problems with retention and attrition, recruitment, et cetera, they vary from the type of study that you're doing. They're very challenging when you're trying to do an intervention trial. If you're doing an intervention trial, try to do an intervention trial that's really brief, flexible. If you're trying to do an 8-week group psychotherapy trial like I was doing in terms of the patient, rethink it. I think the setting in which you're doing the study is very important. When I'm able to do a study in a setting where I have a so-called captive audience, like a palliative care hospital or a hospice, where patients can't run away, the families come in every day. If I'm trying to do something with patients and families, that's a lot easier than if you're doing it in a big general hospital and you have to try to find the patients in various clinics, et cetera. So all of those variables will influence the problems with recruitment, attrition, retention, et cetera. You've got to think ahead and plan ahead. Expect that this is going to be a big problem in almost any study you're going to do. So try to get larger samples. Try to get find settings in which you have you're more likely to have success in recruitment and retention, et cetera. It's a big challenge.
I'm afraid I need to stop the questioning now. I apologize for to enable us to have a break.